I'm Lisa Tuas, the Children's Services Coordinator at the Erlanger branch of the Kent County Public Library in Kentucky, and we will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of DIA next Saturday, April the 30th. The event begins at 1 o'clock, and we start with an international story time. We'll be reading a book called Splash by Flora McDonald. It's a very short but large size format picture book about animals in the hot part of Africa. And we'll have between 7 and 9 readers all speaking different languages. And they'll all read the same book, but in their own native language. So it's a very neat experience to hear the same word spoken sequentially in a different language each time. So that's how we like to start our story time for this event, to highlight the bilingual, multilingual aspect and the cultural diversity that we're trying to highlight with our celebration. We have a lot of fun things going on that day. Community partners will be in the areas with tables, and they'll be providing crafts as well as information about their activities at their locations. A variety of community partners are mostly early childhood educators in the Erlanger-Ellesmere area. And we also are having the Filipino dancers will perform at 2 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we have the Tri-State Chamber Orchestra, and they are going to do a show about that's based on the story of Ferdinand the Bull. We also will provide a free book for all the children who attend, and as supplies are limited, but you know, we hope to be able to give a free book to all the children and have some snacks as well. So the celebration of the 20th anniversary of DIA will be at the Erlanger branch of the Kenton County, Kentucky Public Library, beginning at 1 o'clock on Saturday, April the 30th, and we hope to see everybody there. For more information about next Saturday's DIA event at the Kenton County Public Library's Erlanger branch, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading Brain Rules by Dr. John Medina. I like nonfiction. I tend to gravitate toward reading nonfiction, and this particular book is about how to have a healthy brain. I work with very young kids, so brain development is something that I am very interested in. I also teach an early childhood literacy language class at Gateway, and so I want to know as much as I can about how do our brains work and how do we maximize our brain's performance. So this book is about 12 rules, and Dr. Medina is a molecular biologist, I think is what he is. So he's developed 12 rules of things that you should do that will maximize your brain's potential, as well as make your whole body and your whole person be the very best that it can be. And it's very interesting, and I've adjusted some of the ways that I do things because of what I've read. Brain Rules by Dr. John Medina.